Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
All right, the Cardinals aren't great. I think that's fair. And Mike Shildt, all right, he may not agree, but the Cardinals are not great. The good news is nobody's great. Thank you, Milwaukee, reigning division champions. We're sort of sputtering despite having an absolute stud in Christian Yelich. So misery loves company. Our friend Lance Allen, NBC, Milwaukee, WTMJ, checking in with us on the program. And, Frank, this is the first time I think we've had a guest who said, I need to be done by 11. I'm interviewing John Brockington. And Frank immediately said, oh, number 42.
Yeah, I love Big John.
Lance, welcome aboard.
Hey, it is great because I know Charlie provided the brains on this program earlier, and now we have the class in Frank Cusimano. So it is awesome that we have, you know, just continued improvement on this program, Kilcoyne.
It's always about who you surround yourself with.
Good to have an NBC affiliate guy here. That's good to hear.
What's the level of discontent in Milwaukee? We usually use Cato Kalin on Twitter as our barometer. I'm guessing it's a little more tempered than that.
Yeah, Cato's kind of like the lunatic fringe, God bless him. But I would say that there is some outrage. I wouldn't say that it's like jump off the cliff level quite yet, but it is definitely up there. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that, and they have underachieved so far this season. Yesterday, or last night, I should say, finally the bats woke up. Finally you saw signs of life out of this team. But can that continue and can that be sustained? It's not like anybody in the Central Division is like running away with it and, you know, and hot and looking great right now.
If you were to conduct a poll on your power-packed television station right now, most popular Milwaukee athlete, Giannis, Yelich, or Aaron Rodgers, who wins?
That is a tough one, Frank, because normally the, you know, no ifs, ands, or buts about it, it would be the easiest thing to say that it would be Aaron Rodgers. But I tell you what, that MVP celebration with Giannis the other day, where you had a competing Brewers game that was sold out. You had 43,000 at Miller Park, and still you had thousands of people in downtown Milwaukee. So, you know, Yelich is kind of a quiet guy. People really like him. No offense to him, but he's more of a quiet guy. But I would say that right now Giannis' star power is way, way, way up there.
And hasn't he said, I mean, maybe they all say it, but hasn't he said he wants to stay there, wants to build it in Milwaukee?
That's what he said. He is a very loyal guy. I have great stories where I was at the first press conference when he was a skinny 18-year-old teenager, and literally they bring him into town, and the then GM of the Bucks, John Hammond, told the staff at the Pfister Hotel, hey, get this kid anything he wants. If he wants to go to Oakland Euros and get Greek food, take him there. John Hammond and his assistant GM, Jeff Weltman, who are now with the Orlando Magic, they taught him how to drive at the old Cousins Center, their old practice facility. I mean, they basically, you know, did everything possible, even when he was homesick or just to make him as comfortable as possible for his first kind of experience, you know, in the United States. And he is very loyal to that. He is very, you know, that doesn't mean that it's a necessary slam dunk, to use the metaphor, that he's going to stay, because if the team doesn't do well or whatever, I'm sure other things could happen. But it seems like he really likes it here, and he doesn't like all the hoopla. So he's kind of like Christian Yelich in that sense as well, where he's just kind of a low-key guy that doesn't mind being out of the New York, L.A. glare.
He said the other day that he's only at 60% of what he can be. So, Lance, is his game plan is to get up, you know, 500 shots, 1,000 shots a day? Because that's the only dent in his armor. He just doesn't shoot the ball great, right?
Yeah. Basically, he even poked fun at himself at the celebration the other day by saying, you know, Jim Paschke, the announcer, said there are very few flaws in your game, and you kind of heard a murmur in the crowd. And Giannis kind of stood up, and he started doing, like, you know, air ball jump shots, pretend jump shots, and everybody kind of laughed at that. They knew. I'll show you guys the video sometime. Doesn't play well on radio, but about 3-4 years ago, they had an assistant coach, and he basically had Giannis sit in a chair about 5 to 8 feet from the hoop. And at first, I'm like, what is he doing? I mean, he's sitting in a chair, and he's shooting shots, and what it is Giannis is so tall that his shot tends to have a flat or flatter arc, and the coach was trying to get him to basically shoot it up and over the rim, and I thought that was actually pretty smart. And I haven't seen it as much lately, but I know that Giannis's goal is A, to shoot a lot more jump shots this year, get that mid-range going. You saw a little bit of the three-pointer, you know, a little bit of him working outside the arc last year, but I think you're going to see more of that. And the other thing that hurt them, especially in crunch time against Toronto, was his ball handling as well. So I think you will see him work on his ball handling skills a lot more in the offseason as well.
Boy, things have really evolved. In the past, in the middle of the summer, we would talk to Lance, and it would be a Brewer interview, but we kind of segue into some Packer talk. Now we've segued into Milwaukee Bucks talk. Things have shifted. The Brewers are the reigning champs in the division. They've been aggressive in the past. With the deadline coming up, they need pitching. That's obvious. Do you anticipate that they will be buyers and will be aggressive?
If they are in it like what they are right now, just like the Cardinals are in it and just a little bit behind the Cubs, I will say yes. One of the odds-on rumored favorites would be to bring back the Fresh Prince, Will Smith. People loved him here. He teamed well with Jeremy Jeffress the last time around. Seems like he's available. Seems like the Giants are willing to sell. That would be more the obvious person because they've had problems in the back end of the bullpen. You know, their starting pitching has gotten better of late, but that's also a concern. I don't know if they have enough firepower to go after a Madison Bumgarner. You saw the other day where they were at least bumping around on Robbie Ray and guys like that. I think guys, quite frankly, they miss Corey Knebel. That was a huge injury for them. Jeremy Jeffress has not been the same. Josh Hader is still really, really good, but he's proven to be human. And then I think one of the missteps they made in the offseason, and I questioned it, honestly, from moment one in you know, opening day, I said, are you relying too much on young pitchers? Brandon Woodruff has been great, but a lot of times when you have, and you've seen it with the Cardinals as well, where you have young prospects come up, sometimes they're ready for the big show and sometimes they need a little more seasoning. And Brandon Woodruff has been great, but Corbin Burnes and Freddie Peralta have definitely had their bumps and lumps and have not taken the task and run with it. And then Jimmy Nelson just is, you know, can't find what he had pre-injury. So I do think that they made a misstep by not bringing back a guy like Wade Miley, who I didn't think commanded a ton of money and could have solidified that starting staff with a veteran presence and a guy that wants to take the ball every 4 to 5 days and just kind of keep things stable.
Lance, Christian Yelich may be the best player in the world, not named Mike Trout. Describe him a little bit. Does he have that superstar facade or that air about him? Or describe him, his personality a little bit.
You know, a lot of times, Frank, people say, okay, this guy's like a normal guy. He just happens to be a really good player, a superstar. I mean, Christian Yelich is that way. He's just very quiet. And a lot of times those guys are unavailable to the media. You know, they just try to, you know, shelter them, whatever. I mean, he is almost always available when you talk to him. I know he gets pulled a lot of different directions, but he's just a quiet, unassuming guy, and I think people respect that. He kind of fits Milwaukee. When he first came here, I asked A.J. Ellis, who played with him with the Marlins. A.J. Ellis happens to live here in the Milwaukee area, former catcher with the Dodgers and the Marlins and the major leagues, and I'm like, okay, what is Christian Yelich? Who is this guy? Whatever. And basically, A.J. said, okay, he's a younger guy, you know, 27 years old, so obviously he likes, you know, a little bit of life outside of baseball. But this guy gets to the park first, and he does. When he's not hitting well, he's usually one of the first ones there. And even though he was with the Marlins, he wasn't a Miami Beach type of guy. He's more of a Milwaukee type guy. So he seems to fit in very well here.
You tell everybody up there to focus on John Brockington and the Packers, and don't worry, the Brewers, they had their fun last year. It's time for the Cardinals to soar, baby. It's coming.
Now you sound like Al Quartermain. He's in town, one of our good buddies. So he said, yeah, you know, even if the Brewers continue to falter, everybody will just shift gears to the Packers anyway.
It happens. It happens. Lance, thanks for checking in, and I'm sure somewhere Charlie is taking a shot at me, so don't worry. It's still happening.
I love it. That guy's the best. All right. Thanks, Frank. Take care. All right.
There used to be a lot of shots fired. He and Charlie sort of teamed up on me, Frank. And shocking. I could barely stand my own.
How about Christian Yelich with 72 RBIs? Right. That's 32 more RBIs than the highest Cardinal, Paul Goldschmidt.
I mean, 72. Josh Bell has 86 or 85.
I mean, to be fair, Ozuna's what, in the 60s, but injured. But you're right. When you compare it to like a Goldschmidt, who's basically going to be your Yelich this year,
yeah,
it's almost 2-1. I mean, even Moustakas has got some pretty good numbers. I saw something where Travis Shaw is improving in the minors. They might have to move Moustakas. I'm like, you can't move the guy. He's got 25 home runs.
Yeah, that's a good-looking lineup.
They can crush it. There's no doubt. I mean, we knew going into the season pitching was going to be their shortcoming, and they're still sitting here at the deadline saying pitching is their shortcoming. But thankfully, the division is there for the taking. Frank, it's right there for the taking.
You got it.
And everybody's playing a day game today. Cards, Cubs,
that's right.
Brewers, everybody in action this afternoon.
By the way, it is worth noting, I know that the Giants, people see them as a team that could sell. They're now three back in the wild card.
So they'd be less apt to move.
Well, Bochy's last year. I mean,
are you going to be sellers?
Can you sell? Can you imagine the Cardinals selling in La Russa's last year?
No. Although Bochy seems like he may not care. That's fine.
All right. Before we go to break, a quick word about one of our fine sponsors, and that is Hollywood Casino, our title sponsor. I think, is it next Monday we're at their golf tournament?
That's right. Yes.
Where will we be? We're at the Bluffs, I believe.
I believe so. Yes.
And it's a tremendous organization. What they've done is to step up, to build that ice facility on their grounds. 99 Hops House, the place to watch games. The hotel rooms are all brand new. The prices are outstanding. The restaurants are great. It's just a great people-watching place. We'll take a break. This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the all-new 590 The Fan.